You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. The Tetla is a kind of gift certificate that can be redeemed for products and services instead of paying with money. They work a lot like money. You can earn them, you can spend them. Tetlas have been around for about 18 months, and right now there are about 6,000 of them circulating in the Victoria area. Tetlas are issued by an organization called the Tetla Tetsuwatil, a traditional Aboriginal organization based on reserve. They were the brainchild of Megan Champion, who is Samana of the Cowichan tribes. Megan Champion joins me this morning from Victoria to tell us more about the Tetla. Hello, Megan.
Hi there.
How does the system work?
In order for people to take part in the system, they have to come to us with an idea of how they can donate their time, their expertise, or their resources, or any items that they have, and they also have to look for things within the Tetla economy that they would like to use with the Tetlas that they're going to earn. Once we have those two components in place, then we're happy to welcome them to the Tetla family.
And so once they're in the Tetla family, then what happens?
Then they can start earning Tetla, which they can then use at the various places that will accept Tetla. Or if they feel so inclined and they have the resources to do so, they can donate the Tetla towards the various good projects that we're doing to promote language and culture within the community.
Before we go any further, what does Tetla mean?
Tetla is the Hal Cuminum word for money, and Tetla means little money in Hal Cuminum.
And now I understand that you're also affiliated with the Green Dollars system that's already operating in Victoria. Tell me about that.
The Green Dollars are through the Let's Exchange, the local exchange trading system. That system has been in place for 30 years, and the way it works is that many of the people who take part in the Let's barter system will swap their services for Tetla. So it's and we work with them so that if people want to access their services, they can.
So I could start by offering services, or if I had some green dollars, I could trade those.
Absolutely.
In. Are there any other kinds of alternative currencies that you will accept trade-ins for?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a new alternative currency starting up in Vancouver called Seedstock, and the founder of that is Jordan Bobber and Michael Linton, and we're willing to accept seed stock certificates from people. So we're willing to work with anyone that's interested in alternative currencies, because the way I feel about that is that it's better for our economic health to have as many of these alternative currencies going as possible.
So why did you decide to start up this system in Victoria? I mean, there already is a system. There's the Green Dollars. Why did you want to start up this system?
Well, The reason that I got involved or passionate about Tetla is because my friend Willie Seymour has been wanting to get this program called Snowias Lelum off the ground for almost a decade, and he's not been able to access the funding for that, or it's just never come together. And so he came to me, and I said, well, why don't we try a different and a creative and different way to try and finance that good work. And so the Tetla was born out of that idea, was trying to find a way that people could participate and help out without it necessarily costing them any money.
Well, tell me a bit about Snowias Lelum. What is that?
Snowias Lelum is a program that Willie Seymour has developed to help foster children, residential school survivors, day school survivors, babies from the 60s scoop like myself. If they have not been able to connect with their community, with culture, with language of our people, then Snowias Lelum is like a doorway or a bridge to allow them to do that in a way that will be healing and positive for them and for the communities that they want to connect with.
So it's a language learning situation and more?
It's more. It's based on the way I look at Snowias Lelum, it's sort of like an embassy to the rest of the world for Coast Salish culture. If there are people who are not native but would like to know more about Coast Salish culture and language, we're hoping that they will start to see us as a resource.
Okay. And who is Willie Seymour?
Willie's a speaker in our culture, and he's also somebody who trains people to be speakers. you know, his story is so amazing. I'd love for you guys to maybe interview him at some point. He was raised by his grandparents, and in our culture, that's a very traditional way to be brought up. That borrowed child is considered a very high honor. And because Willie was raised by his grandparents, you know, the culture was kept within his family very, very much intact, so he's got so much knowledge to share, and my goal is to try and get as much exposure of that knowledge to as many people as possible.
So how can Tetlas contribute to getting Willie Seymour's vision for language and culture off the ground?
Well, what we're asking people to do, if they'd like to contribute to Snowy's Laylum, is if we want them to get involved rather than just write a check. So if people would like to help out anywhere throughout Coast Salish territory, we ask that they get in touch and find out a way that they could donate their time or their expertise or their resources towards developing the Tetla economy. The other thing is if they can't afford to do that, if they don't have the time or the resources to do that, if they could just even send grocery gift cards or gas cards, because those are expenses that that everyone needs to have covered. And when I get those items, when I get people that are going to do work for us, I can give them Tetla, and they can get groceries or they can get gas for their car, which really, really helps.
Now, I know from looking around your website that you have actually quite a broad vision for Tetlas, that they will not only support this project of Snowy's Laylum, but that they will also give some kind of economic security or advantage to First Nations, and that they will also link people, First Nations and non-First Nations. Talk to me a little bit about that vision.
We want to increase increase and support and empower Native entrepreneurship. There are if you look at our reserve situations, there's so much unemployment. And so one of the things that Tetla is doing is we're doing microloans to people in the community that need help. And if people that have a Native business or have a Native-owned business want to join the Tetla economy, we can maybe get them more customers or more clients than they ordinarily would. So it's helping the community that way.
You also have something called Tetla Tours. What is that?
Well, that idea started because there's so many of our artists that have worthwhile, beautiful art and crafts to sell. And the consensus seems to be among many of the artists and craftspeople is that they're not getting top dollar for their work from the people that distribute our Native arts and crafts. So the idea is connect tourists that come to Victoria directly with the artists that make the crafts and make the artwork and cut out the middleman. So it's sort of like a walking art gallery. To get people directly connecting to the local artists and craftspeople.
And do you lead that yourself?
We've just started that in the last week and a half. We've talked to a number of hotels, and they've said that they would very much like to help us get their clients or their customers to talk to the Native artists.
So it's kind of like a First Nations studio tour led by a First Nations person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, just to get back to Snowy's Laylum and the language, Halkominum, are there any language classes happening right now?
We just started our very first class last week. It was a Halkominum language immersion class for homeschoolers in the Cowichan Valley, and we had 26 people attending the class, including Willie Seymour, the teacher. And we're hoping to have another class this coming up Friday. And, we're hoping to develop a program that we can then present to Cowichan tribes and say, here, these are the resources we've developed for this program, and we'd like to work with you.
Well, it sounds sounds very exciting and all kind of lots of different things getting going at the same time.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking with Megan Champion. She's founder of the Tetla. She's Samana of Cowichan Tribes. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to their website. It's tetla.org, and Tetla is spelled T-E-T-L-A.
This podcast was produced by the Red Eye Collective in Vancouver, B.C. If you live in the Vancouver area and are interested in creating alternative radio with us, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at redeye@coopradio.org.